Prices continue to climb.
Some of the top-end prices are, well, most of the top-end prices now back into all-time records, a lot of the average prices records as well. Around some of the barns this week, you know, we had some 405-pound steers bring 419. Some mid-three weights brought almost 4.5 this week. Some heavy five weights, 356. The average on those heavy fives, around 320. And then if we look at some of the heavier ones, we had a full load of 700-pound smooth steers this week that brought 302. The average on those light sevens at the barns, about 275. And then had a three loads of eight weights. They brought 255, and the average on those, 248. Then on the heifer side, had some five-weight heifers bring 322 this week. The average on those light fives at 290. And then we had a really big run of those light seven-weight heifers again, going to feed still, not many of them going home. 219 head at one barn brought 254.35. And the average on those light sevens at 243.
Hancock says it's not just the feeder cattle market where prices have been setting records.
The price of those call animals, it's at all-time records as well, getting closer to cooking up some of that hamburger for the summer. Call cows, most of those bring in an average of 125 to 130. We had a top this week at 154 at one of our barns. And then the bulls had a top bull this week sell at 178.50, and that's a lot of call value for your call bulls.
Thanks, Tony. According to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early weaned pigs are $5 lower. Feeder pigs were $1 higher. The weighted average for all early weaned pigs was $51.42, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $94.21. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grabner for Brownfield.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The death toll continuing to rise after Friday's terror attack in Moscow. Russian authorities now say at least 115 people were killed when gunmen stormed a concert hall. Russian officials say they've detained 11 people, and the U.S. says ISIS was responsible for the attack. But journalist Julia Ioffe of PUC, who covers Russia, says this was just a week after Vladimir Putin's election.
Putin was trying to show that he is fully in control of Russia. He's the only ruler. He is undisputed. And this coming just 5 days later is a huge slap in the face.
There's no government shutdown. The Senate passed a $1.2 trillion package of spending bills. There's global shock at the news. Kate, the Princess of Wales, has been diagnosed with cancer. 42-year-old made the announcement after months of speculation as to her whereabouts. And no jackpot winner in the Mega Millions. That bumps the jackpot Tuesday to an estimated $1.1 billion. This is ABC News. There's a new development involving Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani and his now former interpreter.
Major League Baseball confirms it's now launching a formal investigation into allegations against Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter. Earlier this week, the Dodgers fired Ohtani's longtime friend and interpreter after an allegation that the interpreter stole millions of dollars to pay off an illegal sports book for gambling debts. But there have been questions what Ohtani knew and if Ohtani had any involvement in those debts. The IRS is also investigating. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Took 2 days of March Madness for everyone's brackets to break. ESPN says there are no more perfect brackets remaining of the more than 22 million submitted to its contest for the men's college basketball tournament. Big upset winners Friday included 13th seed Yale over 4th seed Auburn and 12th seeds James Madison and Grand Canyon. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, looks like we're in for some quiet weather today across the area. Temperatures still running about 8 or 10 degrees below normal. And then we transition into a stormy situation tomorrow into Monday as a fairly strong low pressure system comes out of the Rockies tracking northeast. The center of that low will track up through Iowa, southeast Minnesota by tomorrow night, through Wisconsin Monday into upper Michigan after that. We're going to be on the warmer side of the system for for much of the event, so mostly rain around here. Could be a good half to three-quarter inch rainfall. Meanwhile, off to the northwest, it could be mostly snow from parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota up through northwest Wisconsin, where they could see as much as 8 to 12 inches of wet, heavy snow. High winds as well, causing some blowing and drifting out that way. Otherwise, that system will gradually weaken and move away by Wednesday. Temperatures not too bad, kind of normal or a little bit below, and then warming up toward Thursday and Friday. Another weather system could slide through late Friday and Saturday, causing the next chance of rain. Here's a forecast for today. Partly cloudy, high near 37. Light north and northwest wind 4 to 8, becoming variable. Cloudy tonight with a 40% chance of patchy light snow or flurries later. Low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, blustery with areas of snow likely, then turning to scattered rain showers later in the day. Just a dusting to an inch of snow possible. High at 41, east-southeast wind 15 to 25. Sunday night, breezy with occasional rain, low 34. Monday, mainly cloudy and much warmer. Rain likely at times, possibly a few thunderstorms, high in the mid-50s. As we head into Tuesday, mostly cloudy, scattered light rain showers, possibly turning to some flurries late, low 36 with a high of 45. Wednesday, partly sunny and breezy, low 20, high 39. And Thursday, milder with some sunshine, high 48 degrees. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is very proud of its tradition, but the bank has a sharp focus on the future. The Hometown Savers Club helps young people learn about the importance of saving money. Youth ages 13 to 18 are eligible to open a Hometown Savers Club account. Richland County Bank encourages young people to make regular deposits regardless of size. Each time a $10 deposit is made to a Hometown Savers Club account, you'll receive a bonus card stamp. Once you have filled your bonus card with $100 in deposits, you may choose a gift certificate from one of the participating merchants as a thanks for being wise and saving money. Richland County Bank knows learning to save money now will make it much easier later. And each year, an area high school senior who is a Hometown Savers Club member will be selected to receive a $500 scholarship. Learn more about the Hometown Savers Club at Richland County Bank in Richland Center. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, we're under mostly clear skies and we're at 20 following our high yesterday of 35. No precipitation to report today. We did receive about an inch and a half of snow yesterday. And we can let you know on this date in 1938, we hit our record high of 73. The record low from 1883 was 5 below zero. 46 and 28 are extremes 1 year ago today. Sunrise at 7 a.m., sunset at 7:17 p.m. tonight, and again sunrise tomorrow morning at 7. The air is calm, no precipitation to report. Our barometric pressure is at 30, 29, and on the rise. Our high yesterday, 35. Currently under mostly clear skies, we're at 20 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
CBS presents this program in color.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Well, it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain, but you don't have to call me darling, darling. You never even call me by my name. You don't have call me Waylon Jennings, and you don't have to call me Charlie Price, and you don't have to call me Merle Haggard anymore. Even though You're on my fighting side. And I'll hang around as long as you will let me. And I never minded standing in the rain. But you don't. Time in your phone book.
Hello, hello.
And I've seen it on signs where I play. But the only time I know I'll hear David Allen call is when Jesus has his final judgment day. A friend of mine named Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter, and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song because he hadn't said anything at all about mama, or trains, or trucks, or prison, or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song, and he sent it to me, and after reading it, I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song, and I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison, and I went to pick her up. Before I could get to the station in the pickup truck, she got run over by a damned old train. And I'll hang around as long as you will let me.
That train, you never even call me by my name. David Allen Coe on Country and Community, your weekend wake up. 6:30 news, weather, and sports right around 16 minutes away. Here's Dean Miller as we go back in time 22 years now. And Love is a Game on RCOFM.
She makes you nervous, don't let her know it. You get her number, you wait 2 days. You really want her, act like you don't. Then when you got her, you walk away. Love is a game, playing it cool. Take your turn, make your move. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Love is a game, these are the rules. Love is a game. not that tall. He could dress better. It doesn't matter that much to you. He's got a job. He's got a car. He's got his hair. He just might do. Love is a game. Playing it cool. Take your turn. Make your move. Sometimes you win. Sometimes you lose. Love is a game. These are the rules. Love is a game. It's a gamble. It's a handful. It's a wonderful mess. Ain't no planning what'll happen. Sometimes it's anyone's guess. She tells her friends. He meets the parents. 3 years go by. They buy a house. He's thinking babies. She's thinking parties. He settled down. She's headed south. Love is a game. Playing it cool. Take your turn. Make your move. Sometimes you win. Sometimes you lose. Love is a game. These are the rules. Love is a game. Love is a game. These are the rules. Love is a game.
Just to get the paper that I never read, 'cause I know she'll be there barely in a row, sitting on her front porch, painting on her toes. Her husband's always on the road. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty, but that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you. Hey! Sometimes Mrs. Rudy calls crying late at night, 'cause her and Mr. Ugly have had another fight. We talk a while, I hear her smile when she says thank you. Tell her that she's welcome, like any friend would do. I only wish she knew. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty, but that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you. Imagination, infatuation, I'm what she deserves. I wonder if she thinks about me the way I think about her. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty, but that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty, but that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks. Regular cab, double cab, and crew cabs. Custom, LT, LTZ, or High Country. Duramax, Turbomax, 5.3, and 6.2 motors. See the inventory, including 30 pre-owned trucks at JonesChev.com. Schedule a test drive, schedule service, chat with a representative, and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
If you would like to become a friend of the show and interact every Saturday morning, simply search for me on Facebook. It's Civic Media Adam. We can converse. You can make a request. Just some general chit-chat. Maybe tell me a bad joke for the day and more. It's simple. Go to Facebook.com, search Civic Media Adam, and hit the follow and like button. Civic Media Adam from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
All things considered, I'm doing just fine. Even though you left a hole the size of Texas deep inside of my heart, the way I feel, I should be losing my mind. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine. Woke up this morning to the sound of you slamming the door. Served a piece of paper from breakfast that said, you don't live here no more. And the dog won't let me pet him. He just lays around and growls at my feet. And the paper boy forgot me again. I should have stayed in bed asleep. All things considered, I'm doing just fine. Even though you left the hole the size of Texas deep inside of my heart. My mind. the size of Texas deep inside of my heart. The way I feel, I should be losing my mind. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine.
Yankee Gray, all things considered.
Just fine.
We're moving to 6:30 news, weather, and sports coming your way. Boy, we've got some new followers at Civic Media. Adam, we'd like to welcome Donna, also Sally, Denise, William, Jamie, Stacy, Tim, Shelley, Scott, and Kirk all listening in today and joining us not only on the radio, maybe on the old Civic Media app, and on Facebook. Hey, thanks for hanging out and making us a part of your weekend. 626 and 20 degrees with the lovely Terry Clark. Forecast for Southwest Wisconsin for today, we're looking for partly cloudy conditions and a temperature near 37. For tonight, 25. Maybe some light snow, and then tomorrow, up to an inch of snow with a high temperature near 41 degrees. It's time for a news update on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, and it's sponsored today by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunity for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual worker. And by Computer Connections, why connect wireless, high-speed internet to rural communities? As mentioned today, we are looking for a high temperature somewhere near 37. After a high yesterday of 35 and about an inch and a half of snow, we're currently sitting at 20 degrees so far. That's our morning low. Our news is coming up next. It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout Southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless? Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Adam Hess. Here's what you need to know. A Darlington man has been sentenced after nearly 200 dead goats were found on a southwest Wisconsin farm he oversaw. Kyle Lincecum will serve 15 years in prison and another 9 in jail after he pleaded guilty in December to several animal abuse charges, including intentionally failing to provide food for an animal and intentionally not disposing of carcasses. The charges came after the Lafayette County Sheriff's Office got a call from the Farm Service Agency in March of last year about the dead goats on a farm in Seymour Township. Lincecum was also ordered to pay the victim of his actions more than $240,000 in restitution. Lincecum's wife, Stephanie Lincecum, was sentenced in January to 18 months in jail and 5 years probation on similar charges to her husband. A one-vehicle rollover crash sent one person to the hospital. Tuesday morning around 8:45, the Grand County Sheriff's Office received a report of the crash in the township of Woodman. After a brief investigation, it was determined that Christian Bendall, 23, of Prairie du Chien, was traveling west on County Road C when he crested a hill, was approaching a left-hand curve. Bendall stated he entered the curve at too high of a rate of speed and lost control of the vehicle. The vehicle entered the ditch on the north side of the roadway before Bendall overcorrected, and the vehicle shot across both lanes of traffic and entered the ditch on the south side of the roadway, striking a fence and then rolling approximately 1.5 times before it came to rest on the driver's side facing back to the north. Bendall did not report any injuries, but a female passenger was transported to Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital. Bendall was cited for operating without valid insurance. Wisconsin's childcare industry could run out of government subsidies in June of next year. After that, Governor Evers says there could be trouble for Wisconsin's childcare centers, the workers who depend on them, and the businesses that depend on the workers.
I haven't run across any that feel comfortable that they're going to still be in business once this is done. And you think about that, it'll be a catastrophe in the state of Wisconsin. This is no hyperbole going on here. There will be lots of people that will be going out of business, and we can't afford it as a state.
Evers tells Civic Media's Empowered Caregiver this weekend that businesses depend on workers who depend on child care. Bellin and Gunderson Health System received the 2024 Advocacy All-Star Award at Wisconsin Hospital Association's, the WHA, annual Advocacy Day event on March 20th, attended by more than 700 hospital advocates. Presented by Carrie Hofer, WHA Vice President of External Affairs, the award recognizes one hospital or healthcare system that exemplifies a dedication to grassroots advocacy. Dr. Scott Rathgater, CEO of Bellin and Gunderson Health System, accepted the award on behalf of the organization. A jury has found a former Milwaukee election official accused of obtaining fake absentee ballots guilty of misconduct in office and fraud. The jury returned guilty verdicts Wednesday on all 4 counts. Prosecutors charged Kimberly Zapata in November 2022 with 1 felony misconduct count and 3 misdemeanor counts of election fraud. A criminal complaint says Zapata was deputy director at the Milwaukee Election Commission in October 2022 when she obtained 3 military absentee ballots using fake names and fake Social Security numbers. She sent the ballots to Republican State Representative Janel Branchton, and an election conspiracy theorist. Zapata said she wanted to expose flaws in the state election system. She faces up to 5 years in prison. Wisconsin voters could add two amendments to the state constitution on April 2nd. One of them would outlaw private donations to local election offices. Sam Liebert is with the group All Voting is Local, and he's urging people in Wisconsin to vote no.
There's so much concern about third-party funding. Let's have that discussion in the state budget, at our local levels. I think the real question and the real issue at hand is, why are our elections and their administrators underfunded?
The other question would specify who can legally serve as a poll worker in Wisconsin. Democrats say the amendments would make voting harder, while Republicans say they'd promote election integrity. A test of the voting equipment will be held at 10 o'clock this morning. Equipment test is open to the public, and the residents of the town of Orion are encouraged to attend. The test will be held in the new Orion Town Hall, located at 22304 Theed Road in Muscadet. And a mind-blowing musical experience returns to the Richland Center area tonight as Symphony on the Rocks hits the stage at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Enjoy a fusion of classical melodies and rock. The show will include the best of classic rock, featuring hit music from the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. The doors will open at 6, with refreshments available for purchase. The performance will start at 7. Cost of admission is $35.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
From our meteorologist, Tony Schumacher, partly cloudy, 37 today. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of patchy light snow or flurries later on. We're going to drop down to 25. Into your Sunday, blustery, snow likely, then maybe scattered rain showers later in the day. Anywhere from a dusting to 1 inch of snow in our area, high of 41. Then by Monday, mostly cloudy, but warmer. Maybe some rain and a high of 55. We do have clear skies currently, and we're at our morning low. We're at 19 degrees, that following our high yesterday of 35.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
WRCO Radio Sports, sponsored today by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales and insurance agents, and they offer interior design services, and by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app, I'm Adam Hess. Good morning. High school boys varsity track action going on this weekend includes an invitational with multiple school participants at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. Local teams that will be at that invitational include Ithaca Weston and Riverdale at the University of Wisconsin La Crosse. It was a 12-5 upset, and the Wisconsin Badgers are one and done in the NCAA tournament. They are out of the big dance. Terrence Edwards Jr. scored 14 points, and James Madison University pulled off the first 12-5 upset of this year's NCAA tournament by defeating the Wisconsin Badgers handedly 72-61 last night. The 12th-seeded Dukes will now face 4th-seeded Duke on Sunday in the second round of the South Regional in Brooklyn, New York, where the JMU fans made themselves right at home. The Dukes, who had not been in the tournament since 2013, are into the second round for the first time since 1983, and they bring with them a 14-game winning streak that happens to be the longest in the nation. Max Klesmet kept Wisconsin close with 18 second-half points, but in the end, the Dukes of JMU pulled away and beat Wisconsin 72-61. It's another year without a perfect NCAA tournament bracket. Three people picked the first 28 games correctly in ESPN's contest, but all three got knocked out of the competition last night when James Madison beat the Badgers. Long shots Yale, Oakland, and Duquesne also did some damage on the tournament's second day. Only 1,825 perfect brackets survived Thursday's games and ESPN's tournament challenge. The odds of picking a perfect bracket at random are 1 in 9.2 quintillion. A record 22 million brackets were entered in the ESPN contest this year. One person had the distinction of predicting every single winner incorrectly until Colorado eased past Florida 102-100. Zach Edey finished with 30 points and 21 rebounds to become the first player in 29 years in the NCAA tournament with a 30-20 game, leading top-seeded Purdue to a 78-50 rout over 16th-ranked Grambling State. And he did it all in 30 minutes while going 11 of 17 and helping the Boilermakers post a 48-23 rebounding advantage. The Boilermakers tied the school's single-season record with their 30th win of the year, and they can break that mark tomorrow against Utah State. Tremichael Motan led the Tigers with 21 as their first tourney run ended. Ryan Langborg scored 12 of his career-high 27 in overtime, and 9th-seeded Northwestern of the Big Ten finally put away number 8-seed Florida Atlantic 77-65 in the first round of the tournament. The injury-depleted Wildcats recovered after squandering a 9-point lead late in the second half. Brooks Barniger's driving layup tied it with 9 seconds left. Next up for Northwestern is the overall number 1 seed UConn in the second round of the East Regional tomorrow in Brooklyn. Vlad Golden had 19 for the Owls, who returned nearly their entire team from a surprising Final Four run a year ago, but they were unable to muster the same March magic this time, exiting in the first round. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
If you would like to become a friend of the show and interact every Saturday morning, simply search for me on Facebook. It's Civic Media Adam. We can converse, you can make a request, just some general chit-chat, maybe tell me a bad joke for the day and more. It's simple. Go to Facebook.com, search Civic Media Adam, and hit the follow and like button. Civic Media Adam from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old.
Classic John Denver for Julie and the crew heading to UW La Crosse this morning. Also, the Ithaca Band, they're just about set to get on the road for their trip to Florida. Everybody going somewhere today. No matter where you're heading today, safe travels, my friends.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Attention business owners and homeowners. Brad, Kevin, and Jules Carpet Clean is your go-to solution for unparalleled cleaning services. Whether it's your commercial space, residence, or even your beloved vehicle, we specialize in delivering top-notch cleanliness at its best. Our dedicated team personally serves our clients, ensuring professional results that you deserve. You can trust Brad, Kevin, and Jules for a spotless finish. Ready to experience cleanliness like never before? Call us today at 647-2601. That's 647-2601. Brad, Kevin, and Jules Carpet Clean, where excellence meets cleanliness for both commercial and residential spaces.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain. Pick the one you want for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Also, do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Weekend Get-Together.
Weekend Get-Together.
With Adam Hess.
It's Adam Hess on the radio.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Off on Martinique Bay. It's not that I'm not interested, you see. Augusta, Georgia is just no place to be.
I think Jamaican in the moonlight. Sandy beaches drinking rum every night. We got no money, mama, but we can go. We'll split the difference, go to Coconut Grove.
Talking, mama, I can hear your voice, it tickles down inside of my ear. I feel a tropical vacation this year might be the answer to this hillbilly beer.
I think Jamaican in the moonlight, sandy beaches drinking rum every night. We got no money, mama, but we can go. We'll split the difference, go to Coconut Grove.
Voila, an American dream. Well, we can travel, girl, without any means.
When it's as easy as closing your eyes and dream Jamaica is a big neon sign.
Falling down. I think a tropical vacation this year might be the answer to this hillbilly beer. And
voila, an American dream.
Jamaican in the moonlight. Sandy beaches drinking rum every night. We got no money, mama, but we can go. Split the difference, go to Coconut Grove.
Yeah, some rum on the beach in the moonlight. Yes, please. 7 o'clock brings a news update from the ABC Newsroom. We'll have a look at your weekend forecast from Tony Schumacher. Then we're going to kick it up a notch or two after 7. Great country, a look at this week in entertainment history, and more. By request, it's Miranda.
Turner, I turn pages all the time. Don't like where I'm at. 34 was bad, so I just turned 35.
And if love-